Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, which is partially owned by Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this show. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
Now, I understand you have a numbers game for us today.
Yes. I've seen in some print publications a thing called By the Numbers, where they give a number and then, you know, a brief explanation of its importance. So I thought I'd, you know, do the same thing and highlight a few numbers and their importance to the South Carolina economy going forward.
All right, great. What's number one?
First number is a series of numbers, and it's 1.1% and negative 0.1%. So what do these represent? The first number, the 1.1%, is the percentage population growth in the South. And this is from between July 2022 and July 2023. So all Southern states, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, grew by 1.1%. The second number, the negative 0.1%, is the percentage population decline in the Northeast, New York, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, etc. So what we are seeing is South Carolina and the South, and just in general, benefiting from this population increase, a population shift. Here's another number, Mike, 1.7%. That's the population increase in South Carolina. So South Carolina is outpacing even the average of other Southern states. Huge implications for South Carolina. Everything, commercial real estate, residential real estate, infrastructure.
And these demographic changes probably spurred by the aging population. And as it ages, they don't want to be in cold and snow. And so they come to where it's a little warmer.
Like, we have firsthand family knowledge about this phenomena. So yes, it's less expensive. It's warmer. You know, the real estate prices in the Northeast are very expensive. People can sell their property in the Northeast and buy a larger place down here. So yeah.
All right. What other numbers do you have for us?
It's another set of numbers. It's 280 and 70. So let's look at the first one, 280. This represents the roughly 280 industrial property that used to be owned in Charleston by the West Rock Company and its paper mill. Now, you can't miss the paper mill in Charleston. Over the years, you could smell it, right? Anybody who's lived in a town that has a paper mill will be very familiar with the smell of the paper mill. So West Rock announced a year ago that it was shutting down the paper mill. This property is adjacent to the current North Charleston Terminal. So the Ports Authority is part of another major future investment in the ports, and what they mean for this state is purchasing this 280 acres. And the same, you know, things that we've been talking about over the years, can the large ships go up there? Well, no, they can't. So there's efforts to deepen the harbor all the way up to the North Charleston Terminal to 52 feet. The Don Holt Bridge is not high enough to allow the ships to pass underneath. So they're redoing the Don Holt Bridge. It's incredible. They're going to raise it up to 186 feet. And then with community input, that bridge will also have accessibility for bikers and walkers. I think it's a big, big thing for the state. And Mike, the 70, one final number. What does the 70 represent? 70 represents the number of acres at Union Pier. Union Pier currently serves as the terminal for Carnival Cruises in downtown Charleston, but the Ports Authority announced years ago that it was not going to renew the cruise line's contract for that space. So what do you do with 70 prime acres in downtown Charleston? This is waterfront property. The property has been purchased by Ben Navarro, who's the owner of the Credit One Stadium in Charleston Place. And I think it will be done very thoughtfully. I think it's in the hands of somebody who will be very open to listening to what do you do with these critical 70 acres. So those are the numbers for today. And think about them. They're all very critical numbers for the future of South Carolina.
Well, Alan, we really enjoyed the numbers game today and look forward to hearing from you again.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of 3 online business news websites in our state. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with voterheads.com, an affiliate of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this program. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.